From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Toyota's president is apologizing for the growing troubles with its vehicles. He spoke at a news conference today in Tokyo, promising to improve quality control for their cars, trucks, and SUVs. This comes amid Toyota's recall of millions of vehicles for problems with gas pedals and admitted design flaws with the new Prius hybrids. NPR's Frank Langfitt with more on the Prius.
In the U.S., the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a formal investigation of the 2010 Prius model year. The agency is focusing on more than 120 reports of momentary brake loss on uneven road surfaces. Toyota says it fixed the brake problem in production in late January, but has not addressed the vehicles already out there. The problems surrounding the Prius particularly sting. The hybrid vehicle put Toyota at the forefront of green automotive technology and has generated enormous goodwill for the brand. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.
Toyota is expected to announce a recall of 270,000 Priuses in the U.S. and Japan because of the brakes, but Toyota's president said a final decision has not yet been made. President Obama says the U.S. economy and jobs are his top priorities. This morning, he'll get a look at the latest unemployment numbers in the U.S. The Labor Department will be releasing its report on employment for January. Worries about jobs sparked a sell-off yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow lost 268 points. Wall Street's worries about the U.S. economy and jobs are spreading overseas. Stocks in Asia tumbled today. They're also down in Europe, as Larry Miller reports from London.
By mid-morning, the main stock markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt were trading up to 2.5% lower. There, as in Asia, there are concerns that government debt levels in some European countries cannot be funded due to weak demand for government bonds. Worse-than-expected U.S. unemployment benefit claims is also said to be contributing to the lack of confidence. In Hong Kong, where the Hang Seng Index fell more than 3%, Fulbright Securities General Manager Francis Lund said there is a wave of panic selling. Worry about European debt also hit the euro, now sliding against the dollar. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The snowplows are rolling and at the ready in many states along the East Coast today, where they're bracing for a major winter storm. Forecasters say 1 to 2 feet of snow will be piling up over the next couple of days. Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia will be taking a direct hit. Virginia is under a state of emergency. Joan Morris is with Virginia's Department of Transportation.
We hope everyone's going to stay off the roadway. I mean, everybody's been forewarned.
Morris says that would help snowplow drivers get the job done. Many schools are closed ahead of the snow and ice, and many flights are canceled. This is NPR News from Washington. Two explosions have rocked the Pakistani city of Karachi today. One reportedly killed at least 12 people and wounded 40 others. Hours later, the hospital where some of those victims were being treated was hit by another blast. In Iraq, two car bombs targeting pilgrims outside the holy city of Karbala have killed at least 27 people. Dozens more there were wounded. 10 American missionaries detained in Haiti are now facing formal charges after they tried to take 33 children across the border into the Dominican Republic. That happened after last month's deadly earthquake. NPR's David Shaper reports from Port-au-Prince.
The Haitian attorney for the 10 Americans, Edwin Cook, says the missionaries are charged with child abduction and criminal association. The missionary group's leader, Laura Silsby, initially said they were rescuing orphans whose parents were killed in the earthquake. But some parents have now come forward, saying they willingly gave up their children because the group was promising a better life. Attorney Cook says he's confident all 10 will be found innocent, but he's especially upset 9 of them are facing any charges at all.
Laura should have been the one officially charged with the crime because she was the only one who knew about it. The other 9 did not know anything about it.
Cook says a Haitian judge has 3 months to investigate, and then he can either drop the charges or continue on to trial. The 10 Americans could remain jailed here in Port-au-Prince all that time. David Shaper, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The New Orleans Saints and Indianapolis Colts will be squaring off Sunday in Super Bowl 44 in Miami. The Saints will be trying to win their first NFL championship. The Colts and Peyton Manning are vying for their second Super Bowl crown. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.